podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
You can call us if you want, if you like this one.
Though. Oh, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was telling you at around this time that I went to a place on the Great Ocean Road and the toilet block required a code.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And the way that it was a set of four numbers, and I was having a problem remembering it, I am talking right now. Okay. And someone at the park said to me, oh, it's beer o'clock. And I said, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, it's 11:31.
Yeah, nice.
And I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I see, even now, recall 11:31.
Yeah.
It's fine. And I saw this TikTok yesterday from Exa Jack. And it's about how nurses remember to spell certain words.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I struggle with. All the time.
Yeah.
Do you know how to spell diarrhea?
D-I-A-H-O-R-R-E-A.
No, but you know what? I know how you can remember to spell it always.
Okay.
This is the hack.
So if you ever have an issue remembering how to spell diarrhea, it's D-I-A, run, hurry, exploding ass.
Run, hurry, exploding ass.
Oh, so the H is later in the word. Okay, yeah.
And listen to it again.
Run, okay.
So if you ever have an issue remembering how to spell diarrhea, it's D-I-A, run. Hurry, exploding ass.
Okay, great. run,
now we're never ever going to forget how to spell diarrhea.
Okay.
That's a hack, yeah?
Mate, this has been a real tight half hour.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
I had a bit of a disagreement, as we all do with our loving partners at home. And this one involved the blanket on the bed. Now, I whipped it out because it was getting colder on the weekend. This week, things have changed. For some reason, it is unseasonably warm. Climate change. But the blanket needs to go on the bed because we just had sheet and doona. And I'm getting too cold, need the blanket on the bed.
Okay.
Now, I'm the type of person that goes sheet, blanket, then doona on
wild
top.
That's wild to me.
That's your
scratchy
wild
blanket.
Shush. And then so I, what do you mean? The top sheet's in between.
Yeah, still, that's just having a
no,
sheet
you're
is
an
not
idiot.
Enough
Shut
to
up.
Protect. No.
Anyway, so then this blanket, it's one of those old school ones that you say is itchy. It's the best blanket out there. You can't get them anymore, I don't think. They're the orange ones with the silk trim. They come in blue, pink. I've got them all.
We had blue as boys growing up and my sisters had the pink ones.
Yeah, I've got them all. Got them all still.
But they're scratchy.
They're not.
You want the heat from them, but you want them as far away from your body as possible. So you go sheet, doona, blanket.
We're getting bogged down because what I want to talk to you about is the fact that he put it on incorrectly and the tag was near my head. Well, near his head on his side of the bed. And I said, no, you need to turn it around because the blanket isn't the right way. Then I can't possibly sleep in this bed.
You are so much fun. On 52232955, Ed from St. Albans Park. Do you know what she's talking about?
Hi, guys. Long-time listener, sometimes contributor. Mm-hmm. Young Loggy.
Yes.
You are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Hey, if you're going to go me, say it correctly, Ed.
I make that mistake.
Well, Miss McSexis, I feel what you need to do is stop wearing that Laura Ingalls nightgown from neck to knee.
Yeah.
And maybe wear something more lighter underneath.
Yeah, that's what I said too. Sleep nude.
Okay, you two, let's focus on what I'm wearing when I'm sleeping. Thank you. I'll get a better sleep that way.
Ed was on hold for 10 minutes to say that.
Aria from Chalamont. Aria, do you get me when I'm saying that the blanket has to be the right way?
Yes, Loggy, you're totally right.
Thank you so much.
And what is the right way, Aria?
With the tag on the corner.
Thank you. On the bottom corner.
I do it on the couch as well.
Yes.
on the couch. Where's the tag?
Couch all of it.
Wait, where's the cat? The tag on the couch? The, oh, a blanket on the couch.
At the bottom as well. Yeah. And at my feet.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, 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 my people.
So an aversion to tags. Tell me, Aria, just quickly, we've got more calls to go to, but just do you? How are you with tags on clothes as well? Are you removing the tags off your clothes?
I'm removing them. Yeah. I'm cutting them all off.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you get left with the scratchy little
stuff. Yeah, that's why I don't cut mine off, because the scratchy thing is just, I can't deal with that. But okay. Terry from Torquay, when it comes to blankets, my partner put it on the bed incorrectly, put it on upside down. The tag was at the top. It should have been at the bottom. I made him change it. Was I in the right or in the wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really starting to worry about you. I'll tell you that. Now.
Yes, me too, Terry. You can't worry about her, mate. She's just going to be the way she is. Okay.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, just don't worry about it. Don't stress.
Yeah.
No, but
there are bigger things in life.
You're right. You know what? I'm cured, Terry.
There may be something bigger at play.
It'll deteriorate and pray all the wrong way. You just let it do what it wants to do.
Yeah. Does anybody think of the blanket? Let the blanket be free.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right,
I'm sweating.
Sarah Igarayo, wrap this up for us in a delicious blanket that doesn't sort of need to be the right way up. What's the go, mate?
Log is right. The tag has to be in the bottom corner.
Thank you. There we go. We can't all be nuts.
No, well. All right. Tony from Cariah has called through. Tone, what have you got to say about this?
Mate, so the lady that you had calling Sarah from Cryo, I can tell you 100% for fact.
Yeah.
She also yells at her husband if there's too many lumps in the bed when it's been made.
How do you know that, Tone?
Because that is my darling wife.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Max Holmes from the Cats joins us in the studio, as he likes to do, on a Tuesday. Mate, huge game on the weekend. A huge win over the Bulldogs. Well done. And Jezza Cameron, 10 goals.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah?
What was it, 7 in the first half?
Yeah.
I mean,
what does he get for that? Like, does he get a special little gift?
Commemorative tea towel.
Yeah, when you...
Pat on the back.
Pat on the back.
Did he let everyone know about it in the rooms after the game?
He's kind of finishes the game, Jezza, and he's off footy now. Like, he's done. Like,
I'm farmer now?
Yeah, he's farmer now.
Yeah.
So, it was pretty amazing, though. I think I saw some stat that was like, hasn't been a player kicked 10 against the top four side since the 90s or something like that. So, it was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, nice.
It'd be amazing to be able to have that sort of talent at something and then just be able to switch it on and switch it off. I can't imagine what that's like.
No,
I'll never know.
We're not talented people, Max. But look, looking forward to you getting down to the Adelaide Oval on Saturday.
Yeah, back again. Mm. Back in Adelaide. City of Churches.
No, back and forth. Good.
You're frequent just
flyer
there.
Points. Do you guys get frequent flyer points?
Yeah.
Oh.
Amazing. So it's not just Cameron Ling. It's So take us through what it looks like. So you're playing Saturday night in Adelaide. When do you guys go?
We will fly over on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll do what we need to do Friday, day before a game, is pretty usual. Doesn't matter if we're interstate or here. And I guess we'll just, play Saturday, come back Sunday. Pretty boring, but...
Do you get around? Do you go down to Glenelg and hit the beach house, do some water slides, something like that?
A few boys will do stuff. I'm pretty...
Hindley Street.
Yeah. I'm pretty... Oh, nah. I'm pretty boring. So
Shannon Knowles it out the front.
I don't know what that reference is.
I'll tell you off air.
No, he'll tell you off air. Look, we do have some questions from some listeners, Max, because we just thought, give people an opportunity to ask you some stuff. And we've got one from Meg here who said... When you break away and no one's catching you, what
you're
are you
very,
thinking?
You're a very fast man and you're...
You're very, very fast. So when you break away and no one's catching you, what are you thinking? Hype or don't trip?
Mostly hype.
Yeah.
But it's also like, don't get caught.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, God, it'd be embarrassing if I got caught. So I don't think tripping's in my...
Not worried about that,
It's pretty exciting breaking away from someone and just knowing that...
So it's like
catching you.
So it's like, I'm doing it.
A little bit.
Yeah, nice.
Amazing. And also another question from Meg. At what point do your teammates stop chasing you and just accept you're gone?
I don't know. Me and Mark O'Connor have had a bet for a couple of years now that I would shout him Nobu if he caught me at training.
Yeah.
So that was 2 years ago and it's yet to happen.
Can Tom and I have a crack?
Well,
I've got a broken leg, but
I don't think you'll be getting Nobu.
No, emphasis on the no. On the no. Is there any better feeling on the football field than sort of breaking out of a pack or whatever, having a bit of a run and then slotting one from around 50? Like, because that looks like the ultimate in footy.
Yeah, it's good fun when you're in a contest and then it opens up and you're like, oh, I've got a bit of space now.
Straight okay. out and then bang through the goals. Yeah,
so the forwards don't like it when I do that because they want me to look down and kick it at them.
Yeah.
But they know my eyes wander a little yeah. high and I'll be having shots, but I've been missing him this year, so I've been trying to kick to the forwards a bit more.
Yeah, nice. Old Reg too, he used to love drifting forward and slotting one from just outside 50.
Yeah. He's a good player.
Give him the old Reg. One more question. This one sent in from Chris. He said, if you could choose any number to wear, what would you choose and why?
Number 10 was my number growing up.
Yeah.
So I always, I've kind of said that, yeah, if I had to change, I'd pick 10, which is funny because 10 at Geelong's Mitch Nevitt, who pretty much says the same thing about number 9.
Oh, really?
So we jokingly have discussed in the past whether we just do a little switcheroo, but
that'd be barely confusing at all.
Don't think we'll end up doing it, but yeah, I'd say number 10.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, all right. So they don't retire numbers in footy or anything like they do in the basketball?
I think they don't. I think they have done, but no.
We've had breaks for like a couple of years Joel and Hawk in recent times.
Yeah, okay.
Just give it a couple of years for no one to have it, and then they're both filled out now, so.
Yeah.
What number would you choose, Luke?
22.
22? Why? Because it was your peak?
That was my peak. That's when I peaked in life, Max. So.
I knew it. All right. Joined in studio by Max Hives from the Cats.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
All right, Max, let's find out where you stand. Maximum Homes.
Because you can't do a spot on commercial radio without a fun game.
That's it. Your homes is maximum ratings. That's two thumbs up. Or minimum homes is two thumbs down. And we're going to give you three topics of the week. And you can either give us the two thumbs up or the two thumbs down. Are you ready?
Ready.
You cannot vote on the game, though, because that is locked in. So if you don't like it,
too bad.
Oh,
what the game is? Yeah.
All right. First up, the use of thumbs up emojis.
In terms of reacting to messages specifically.
Mm. Yeah, I love it. So I don't really know what's doing here because I don't think anyone should dislike it, right?
Okay, so it's a maximum.
Maximum homes.
Okay, you're giving it maximum homes.
Well, the thing is that it's a bit.
I don't mind. I used to think when it first started being a thing, I felt like it was a bit passo-aggresso. It depends on context.
Thumbs up is passo-aggressive, Matt.
I thumbs up Tom this morning.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We thought about it, like we overthought it. And
that's why we're like, oh, he hates you.
Yeah.
Max is hating on Tom.
Sorry. It's a very positive response in my mind.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That sort of cleared up any sort of overthinking. Good.
But for other people, you are offending people left, right and centre.
Okay.
But that's all right. You like it. All right. The next question, Thomas.
The next question. So, allowing children to choose their football team rather than forcing the family team on them. Maximum or minimum homes?
I'm going to give it the minimum homes.
Oh, okay.
That's a minimum homes.
And what's the reason for that one, Max?
Well, my dad was a Saints fan growing up and he put me through many years of misery as a Saints fan. And I think that was just an important part of my growing up, so
yeah.
I think everyone should have to go through that. Your dad picking a bad team and you're having to go through it, or if he picks a good team, that's great.
Yeah, so. Nice.
Okay, because we are starting AusKick. We're about to get into a new year of AusKick, and my eldest has gone, this will be a third year, she's gone Geelong, Bulldogs, Geelong. And this is my youngest first year, and she's gone Crows.
that's unbearable.
Yeah, it really is. Got to get rid
of
that.
We're a South Australian family. Like we're Nanny and Papa are Crows, and none of them want the Bombers. None of them weirdly want my team, the Bombers.
Well, the Bombers is child abuse.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, the other question that we've got here is, watching Justin Bieber's Coachella concert twice.
As in two weekends in a row, two different sets.
Two weekends in a row. Now, do you give that the maximum homes rating, that's two thumbs up, or the minimum homes rating, two thumbs down?
The minimum homes rating.
Oh. That's a minimum homes.
Why would you say that, Max?
I hope she's not listening. Yeah. My girlfriend did that on the weekend, and I wasn't feeling too hot about it. I thought it was a bit weird. I thought it was a bit weird, honestly.
Because she watched it the first week, and you're like, all right.
Fair enough, you like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
But it's like the second week, he's doing the same thing. you've already seen it before.
So was it, do we know if it was the same set, or was it a different set?
I think it was there was a little bit of different action there.
Oh, she seemed to think it was very similar.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I've got just another question off the cuff for you then. If she watches your replays, the best of replays highlights, the next day, is that a maximum homes or a minimum homes?
I don't know if she's ever done that.
Okay, so is that a minimum? I'll give that a minimum.
Give that a minimum.
That's a minimum homes.
I love that. did you know that she was a big Bieber guy when you guys started dating? Or
not really at all until she watched 2 weeks of Coachella.
I feel like she's got you locked down now. She knows that, and now she can let her real freak flag fly and to reveal how much she's into the Biebs.
Yeah.
All right, that has been Maximum Homes for this week.
Maximum Homes with Tom and Loggie on K-Rock.
Yeah. Yes. Love your work, mate.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.